In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. This week is the first week after the Pentecost. And we are celebrating the birth of the church. When we received the Holy Spirit last week, and we celebrated the Pentecost, and we received really the Holy Spirit, and we are very glad. I'm not saying the disciples or the apostles only. No, I'm not saying that, because we are disciples. I was talking with the youth before yesterday, and I was talking about that we are disciples. We are inviting to be a disciple, an apostle of Jesus Christ, not only the disciples by the name of disciples, the 70 disciples or the 12 apostles. No, we are disciples. That's why I was talking with the youth before yesterday about that, and how Jesus Christ, he was sending us, not only the disciples, to preach and how to preach. And I was, like last week and like 2 weeks ago, I was thinking, I was busy, as I said to the youth, like about the Holy Spirit. We're talking eventually about the Son of God, Jesus Christ, about the God the Father. And we are not talking a lot about the Holy Spirit. That's why I was thinking about that. I'm reading like some books from Abuna Matta about the Holy Spirit. And also one of the main things that I like it to read, I prefer to tell you to read it, which is the commentary of the book of Acts for St. John Chrysostom. And he's tried to explain how the first church started. So I was thinking about the Holy Spirit all the time. So I was thinking, what the Holy Spirit doing? I know very well that I received the Holy Spirit in the baptism the first day when I was a kid, when I was a child. When I was a baby, I received the Holy Spirit. But what is the function of the Holy Spirit during my life? And I have to know. And I have to know if really the Holy Spirit is working inside me or it's not. And how is the Holy Spirit is working? That's why I will go through in a few minutes about the function of the Holy Spirit. First of all, I have to know that the Holy Spirit, I received it in the baptism in the first day, and the Holy Spirit cleans me from everything, from the first sin of Adam that I receive it, that I inherited from Adam. God said, you will receive the Holy Spirit who will clean you from every single thing. Now I am pure. After the baptism, I'm pure. I have nothing. I like a blank paper, white paper. I have nothing. This is the Holy Spirit that I receive. Now it's written like that. I will give you a paper and you will write on the paper whatever you want. And I start to write on the paper. I take my pen and I write everything on the paper. So the Holy Spirit now is coming and said, that's why when we read today in the Gospel, it's written like that. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For a tree is known by its fruit. Oh, that's why when I see anyone, I see myself, I have to see the fruit. And the fruit is coming from the Holy Spirit. What is the last thing is the fruit? I will start by the number one, what the function of the Holy Spirit, which is number one, is convict or blame myself. Usually we are saying, if I have some ethics or I have some concepts in my life, like otherwise, for example, the people outside the church, not Christians, they have conscience. What is the conscience? A damir. Damir بيقول لي ما تعملش كده. This is the conscience. But we are different as Christians. We are totally different than the conscience. The conscience here is the Holy Spirit inside me. I receive the Holy Spirit inside my heart, and my heart, or the Holy Spirit inside my heart, tell me, hey, this is wrong. This is wrong. Usually when in the confession, the people come to the confession and say, Abuna, I'm not sure why I'm not happy, but I feel guilty sometimes. What is this feeling come from? Why always I have like a voice from God said, hey, this is wrong. You have to repent and confess. Why always this is a voice inside me? Is a conscious? No, it is the Holy Spirit which has received it then the first day in my life in the baptism. That's why I have to know that the first function of the Holy Spirit inside me is only, the first one is to convict or to blame myself sometimes. Sometimes I feel guilty. I feel that I did this is wrong. And how do I know this is right or wrong? Like, what is the right and what is the wrong? That's why I'm asking myself always, okay, I'm doing that, I'm going this way. How do I know this is the right way or a wrong way? This is what I'm doing is right. This is only the Holy Spirit who inside me. But there is a very important point that I have to give the Holy Spirit a space to work inside. The problem that because I'm very busy and inside my mind a lot of things I'm very busy with, I'm not giving a time to the Holy Spirit work. I have no quiet time with Christ. I'm always running. I'm doing everything. I'm taking care about everything, but only I'm not taking care about it to give a quality time and a quiet time with Jesus Christ. And after that, I have no space for the Holy Spirit to work inside me. Then the Holy Spirit, when He's talking, I can't listen. There's a lot of noise around. There's a lot of noise. So the first thing that the Holy Spirit is working inside me, which is blaming myself sometimes when I do a sin, and I have to give a space to the Holy Spirit to work inside me. Number two, it guides me. John 16:12. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you. The second function is guidance. Then the first thing I receive the Holy Spirit in the baptism, I try to work. I try to regenerate. I can say, if I can use this word, I try to regenerate the Holy Spirit again, work with that like a fire by using the repentance, by using sometimes to quiet time and quality time to be with Jesus Christ. And also, I come to the church and take the communion, so I regenerate again the Holy Spirit. At that moment, I'm giving myself a time to the Holy Spirit, a space for the Holy Spirit to work inside me and talk to me. Then, so I know exactly the right and wrong. And He will blame, because it's written in the verse, John 16:8, and when He has come, He will convict the world of sin and of the righteousness and of the judgment. Then He will blame myself. Number two is, He will guide me. And the guidance, when I receive the Holy Spirit, now if we go to the book of Acts, and I as I told you, I prefer to read the book of Acts during the fast of the apostles. You will see how, for example, the Holy Spirit talked to the apostle and said, whatever He said, go and or leave this area or this country and go to the another. Even when there is a fight between St. Paul and Barnabas, there is a fight about Mark. Who will take Mark? St. Paul said, no, I can't take Mark because he started with me and he didn't continue with me. Then he has to go anywhere. I don't like to come with me. Barnabas said, no, he's very, very, very good man, a good servant. However, from outside there's a fight. But the Holy Spirit will guide even that. And why? Finally, we found that St. Mark went to Egypt and he preached the word of God in Egypt. And after a while, when St. Paul sent a message to Timothy, he said, please keep Mark with you because he's very good in service. This is the Holy Spirit who is working, who guides me. So I keep a space for the Holy Spirit by giving him time, give a time to Christ to work inside me, to keep myself inside the church and pray a lot, to take the communion every single week, at least once. I'm not telling you two or three. Sometimes I was very, sad when I asked someone, hey, why you're not coming, when you didn't come to the church on Sunday? Abuna, I attend already on Wednesday, or I attended on Friday. And so what? If I learn a lesson from Pope Kyrillos, I will pray every single day in the morning. Because why he do that? Why he did all of that? Why he was praying every single day? Because he regenerate the Holy Spirit inside him, then not only blame himself about the sins, no, it also guides him. And attend every day, for example, whatever, and during the week, any liturgy, and go to work. You will feel comfort. You'll feel different. You'll feel that God who is talking through you, it's something different, a blessing. So, number one, the function of the Holy Spirit is to work inside me, to blame me sometimes about the sin, what I'm doing. Number two is to guide me and to talk. I learned a lesson also too from the 40 day when I was in 40 days in the monastery. One of the monks, he said to me, before start to talk, do a cross on your mouth. I'm like, Abuna, هفضل أعمل كده كل شوية ولا إيه? قال لي, no, do it inside, like inside yourself. For example, he told me, if you give any advice during confession or any advice, do the cross on your mouth. If you talk and give a topic, a sermon, do that. I learned also, because I started in English, that's why I didn't tell that. But أول ما ابتدي الوعظة بقول جوايا تحل علينا نعمته وبركته. So I learned that how I'm not talking by myself and there is no guidance from myself, it's a guidance from the Holy Spirit who guides me. If I give myself the time to pray and to let the Holy Spirit guide me, it will guide me. So, and not myself because I'm a priest, I'm talking about everyone. For example, you're going to work, you're going to school, you're going to anywhere, do the cross inside yourself and say, please, the Holy Spirit guides me this today. So, number one is blames myself about the sin that I'm doing. It's telling me what is right or what is wrong. Number two is also guide me in everything, in every single way. And number three is comfort me. Comfort. What is a comfort? How the Holy Spirit a comfort? You know that the Paraclete, that's why we said the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, it's equal or meaning comfort. There are three different words I will try to explain it to you. Pleasure, happiness, and joy. Okay, pleasure, happiness, and joy. If I say that the three words are the same, I will tell you, no, it's wrong. It's totally different. Happiness and pleasure, happiness and joy, it's different. So, the Holy Spirit is not giving me pleasure or is not giving me happiness. It's giving me joy. And why joy? I take it from the verse that the fruits of the Holy Spirit, one of them, joy. What is the difference? The joy is the happiness is pleasure. No. Pleasure, it's equal, it's according to or related to the senses. If I'm eating, it's pleasure. Give me the pleasure. If I'm drinking, I'm so thirsty that and I drink, also it's a pleasure. Then so all the senses related to pleasure, then the pleasure related to senses. But a problem, okay, if I didn't find, for example, a right food, or I don't like this food, or there is no water, or something I couldn't do, so I lose my pleasure. So I'm not happy. This is a pleasure, happiness. Happiness, it's coming from outside. For example, I am very happy when I see someone else. Or when I'm going to vacation, this is give me happiness. So also the happiness, it's based on outside coming. And also it's not like a full happiness. I can't be happy for, okay, if I can't go to vacation. Or if there is someone else, for example, I base my happiness based on that. If he's not present with me, so I base my happiness on this person, or I base my happiness on something outside. Also, this is wrong, because it's not complete happiness. Only the third one is a joy, which is coming from inside, not outside. So I have three: pleasure, happiness, joy. The first two coming from what I'm doing, earthly things, from my pleasure, senses, or from outside, depend on something else. But the different here is joy, and the joy is coming from the Holy Spirit. I remember that when I went to Upper Egypt, and I was serving there for a couple of months, and I went to a senior, a lady, too old, and she has nothing, actually. She, like, her house is, like, the windows is broken, the door is broken, and we try to help all this area. And so I asked her a question. Okay, Mama, تحبي أعمل لك إيه? She told me, no, thank you so much, Habibi. I have nothing to do. You have nothing to do. Thank God, I have everything. So I was looking to the house. Where is everything? فين الكل حاجة عندي كل حاجة فين مش لاقي حاجة كلها حطان وقع like I was like ماما معلش قولي لي انت عايزة ايه what you want we are here for that. She told me no. You know what, if you wanted to help me, قلت اخيرا finally هتقول لي حاجة. She told me go to the end of the street, you will find عم جورج هناك, he needs help a lot, please can you help him. I don't know how she has the comfort inside her heart. I don't know how she has a joy. And this is more question. I have a lot of questions at the moment. How she had the comfort. And when I read before about the Holy Spirit, I understood what the meaning of the Holy Spirit who give me the comfort and the joy. One of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is joy. So I have to give space, as I said, I have to regenerate again the Holy Spirit by reading book, by also by go for repentance. I have to read more and more. I have to repent. I have to come to the church. I have to take the communion, not non-stopping. Again, non-stopping. By non-stopping, nothing stop you to take the communion. If you feel guilty and you feel, for example, you are not worthy to take the communion, I'm telling you, we are not worthy to take the communion. Go to Abu Natal, give me the absolution. I will go back to you again and confess, but now I wanted to take the communion. Regenerate the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is giving me the joy inside, the comfort. Nothing bother me. I have troubles, but I'm comfort. I have a lot of things to think about outside, but I have satisfaction. I have the joy inside my heart. So the comfort, the Holy Spirit blames me on my sin, guides me in my life, and comfort comfort me. Also, the Holy Spirit sanctify me. You know that in my ruin, we did 36 cross on all the body of the baby, starting by head. The first one, I do a cross on the head. This is the main things that we were like, all the thoughts, like everything is coming from the head, from the brain. So the first thing that I have to sanctify is the brain. And do a big cross on the brain. I said, okay, this is first things. This is the thought of the man. And Jesus Christ said, I'm sanctify your body. That's why if you say, I tell you, it's a 12 by 3. It's a 12 by 3. 12 crosses by 3, it's equal 36. 3, the Holy Trinity. And where 12 is the disciples. As if Jesus Christ said, I will sanctify you to be a disciple of me. Oh, it's not only the disciples and the apostles, or priests, or deacons, or the Pope, or the patriarch, or the bishops. No. We are, me and you, we are disciples. 12 by 3. Remember, for the Mairun, 12 by 3 crosses, 36 crosses, it's 3 the Holy Trinity and the 12 is the disciples, as if Jesus Christ said, I sanctify you to be a disciple of me. And what is a disciple? You are representing Jesus Christ. The desire of God, as I said to the youth, the desire of God is to know him and to let him be known. Again, the desire of God only. This is, I can conclude the what God wants from me. Only one small verse. His desire to know him more and more deep, and to live with him, and to let him be known. This is a disciple. If I go to any one of the apostles and disciples, he lived with Jesus Christ. And he knows very well Jesus Christ. So after that, he preached the word of God. So the last thing, which is the last function of the Holy Spirit, give the fruits. So number one, I receive the Holy Spirit inside me. And so he tells me what is the wrong, what is the right. Now I understand what is a sin, what is not sin. But I have to give a space for the Holy Spirit to work inside me and to regenerate again the Holy Spirit. Number two, he guides me in everywhere. And you will see that. You will see that inside you. That's why the people, when you come, for example, Abuna, I can't hear the voice of God. Yes, because you have no time to listen to him. As I said before, like St. Anthony, one day he was in the wilderness. And he was there, and the woman, she wanted to go to the water. And she removed her clothes, and then he said, how you do that? I am here, a monk. How you do that? Then she said, if you are a monk, you have to go inside the wilderness, inside, not here, in the mountain. However, he knows exactly to recognize the voice of God. How? He has a time to give to God to listen to the Holy Spirit. So he guides me also too in my life, everything, not only in service. No, or at church, no, or at home, no. Every single thing in my life, the Holy Spirit will guide me. So number one is blame myself about the sin, what I'm doing. Tell me exactly what is the wrong and what is the right. Number two is guides me. Number three is comfort me. And we know now, we know exactly what is a pleasure, what is a happiness, what is a joy. And the joy is one of the fruit of the Holy Spirit come from inside. Then give me the comfort also to sanctify me. And we know that every single thing in my life, in my body is already sanctified. That's why he told me, I will sanctify you. You will be a disciple of me. And number five, which is a lot of things, there is a lot of fruits. And I can read now the verse of what we read in the gospel of today. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad, for a tree is known by its fruit. And so, if I see anyone as a church, I have to see good tree and with fruit. That's why when we go to Galatians 5, 22, he said, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Ninth of fruit. I hope if we can, I'm talking to myself at first, if I can during the fasting of the apostles, I read the book of Acts and work more with the Holy Spirit, at least if I receive or I gain one fruit from the nine fruits, it would be great. You can imagine if I gain one fruit only. For example, if I wanted to work with joy, I don't want to base my depend my joy or happiness, pleasure on different way and from outside or senses. No, I wanted to be happy from inside. That's why, for example, if you want to take this as a training during the apostle fast, do it. At least one fruit, which is joy, for example, or love, or whatever. You can choose or you can pick whatever the fruit that you want. But never go outside from this fast. However, I know also too, a lot of congregation say, oh, the apostle fast is not, it's not great, it's sometimes it's long, now we are a summer. Now I'm telling you, it's very important to fast. This is fast. Really, it's important. It's not only for you, it's also for the church, for your kids, for the servants, for the priests, for the bishop, for the patriarch, for everyone. You are not fasting for yourself only, but at least if you fast, try to gain one of the fruit of the Holy Spirit, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Intercede on our behalf, O Lydios, O the Theotokos, Mary, the mother of our Savior, that he may forgive us our sins. Pray to the Lord on our behalf, O my lords and father, the apostles, and the rest of the disciples, that he may forgive us our sin. Jephes Marot and Jevio, Shirin Embi Abnem Waiso, Abtitere Sejik, Ten Oshtem Mosten Tiona. We believe in one God, God the Father, Panto Creator, heaven and earth, and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and became man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried. The third day he rose from the dead according to the scriptures, ascended into the heavens, sits at the right hand of the Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophet in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We confess one baptism for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen.
Le flow. this which enter into the world through the enemy of the devil you have destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. You have filled the earth with the heavenly peace, by which the host of angels glorify you, saying, glory to God in highest, peace on earth, and good will towards men.
Faithful, perfect peace, love, and holy apostolic kisses.
Lord, have